This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to On The Ball. I'm Dustin Yard and this is our EPL highlight edition where we bring you all the big results and news from Game Week 18 of the English Premier League. Manchester City closed down the gap on second place Leicester with a dominant win at the Etihad, while league leaders Liverpool were away at Doha, busy conquering the world with a 1-0 win against Flamengo in the Club World Cup final. In London, the apprentice got the better of the master as Frank Lampard's Chelsea rode back to winning ways against Jose Mourinho's Tottenham, while Watford recorded only their second Premier League win of the season against a hapless Manchester United. At Merseyside, Everton and Arsenal played out a dour draw as both interim managers took charge for the final time, with the newly appointed Carlo Ancelotti and Mikel Arteta looking on from the stands. All this and more as we delve into Game Week 18 in the English Premier League.
On towards Vardy, he's got beyond Fernandinho. Vardy up against Ederson. And Vardy has scored, and Leicester's first chance of the match goes into the back of the City goal, and Jamie Vardy, who's in extraordinary form, has scored another goal, his 17th of the season. Mahrez. Again, he's done well, Mahrez. Again, he's on target, and provided VAR don't intervene, it will be 1-1. Mahrez has been brilliant all game, and that's a penalty. A foul on Sterling. İlkay Gundogan, 3 minutes to half-time. Scores. De Bruyne, good position for City this. De Bruyne takes on Söyüncü. De Bruyne, and turned in at the far post. And Manchester City have a 3-1 lead. And Gabriel Jesus has his first goal at the Etihad Stadium since March. And maybe City have 3 points.
Manchester City 3, Leicester City 1. Pep Guardiola's men fought back from 1-0 down to record a 3-1 victory over second-placed Leicester at the Etihad Stadium. The Foxes took the lead in the 22nd minute when the Premier League's top scorer Jamie Vardy took his tally up to 17 goals when he outpaced Fernandinho to latch onto a Harvey Barnes through ball and chip over the oncoming Ederson, scoring with Leicester's first attempt on goal. City had dominated the early stages and soon made their dominance count as former Leicester player Riyad Mahrez cut in from the right and fired a low shot which deflected off a defender to beat Kasper Schmeichel in goal. Schmeichel made a series of saves to keep the Foxes in the game but could do nothing when Raheem Sterling won a penalty just 3 minutes before the break, which İlkay Gundogan converted from the spot. Kevin De Bruyne, who put in yet another dominant performance in midfield, then provided his 13th assist of the season in the second half when he burst into the box with a powerful run and crossed for Gabriel Jesus to slide in the third goal at the far post. City were absolutely dominant with 63% possession in the game and had 23 shots compared to just 5 from Leicester. The win takes City up to 38 points on the Premier League table, just one behind Leicester in second, and 11 points behind Liverpool, who still have a game in hand. Needless to say though, with that performance, Guardiola's men made it absolutely clear that they aren't going to bow out of the title race anytime soon and intend to give Liverpool a good run for their money going into the second half of the season. For Leicester, the result will be a bitter pill to swallow, especially with Liverpool travelling to the King Power Stadium for a mouth-watering Boxing Day fixture in midweek.
Williams worked it short to Kovacic. Got it back. Up against Aurier. Might fancy a shot here. Willian!
Yeah!
Oh, what a goal! Brilliant stuff from Willian. Spurs gave him the room and he punished them. His fourth of the season is a big one. Chelsea ahead with 12 minutes played. That's the top for Alonso, just too much on it. No,
oh,
Gazzaniga totally missed it.
It's a penalty.
Willian versus Gazzaniga to put Chelsea in a great position. Here he comes. 2-0!
Absolutely brilliant from Willian.
Willian at the double, and this is pretty much the perfect penalty. Ball down the left channel is a good one for Son, but straight away Rudiger is across to help out Kurt Zouma. Now Son and Rudiger have collided.
He's off. Red card
for Heung-min Son.
Tottenham 0, Chelsea 2. Chelsea manager Frank Lampard got the better of his one-time mentor Jose Mourinho with a comfortable win against Tottenham Hotspur in a game that was marred by racist abuse from home fans against Antonio Rudiger. Chelsea took control of proceedings with an outstanding display in the first half, with Willian giving them the lead with a brilliant curling finish in the 12th minute. The Brazilian then made it 2-0 at the stroke of half-time when a penalty was awarded by VAR after Spurs keeper Gazzaniga flattened Marcos Alonso inside the area. There were ugly scenes in the second half when again VAR intervened after Heung-min Son appeared to kick out at Rudiger, earning himself a straight red card. The Tottenham fans inside the stadium reacted angrily to Rudiger for his part in the dismissal as they felt Rudiger overreacted to get Son sent off. Rudiger reported being subject to racist abuse and there were also objects thrown towards Chelsea keeper Ariza Balaga. The Chelsea skipper Cesar Azpilicueta spoke to the referee and protocol was followed where both managers were informed and a succession of warnings were issued on the stadium loudspeaker. Chelsea, meanwhile, who lost four of their last five league games, managed to keep their first league away clean sheet under Frank Lampard and consolidated their hold on fourth spot on the table with 32 points, four clear of fifth place Sheffield United. Tottenham, meanwhile, sit in seventh spot, 6 points off the Champions League places.
Hughes again swings it in. Oh, it drops for Saar. Oh, it's got past De Gea somehow. How on earth has that gone in? De Gea hides his face on the ground in frustration. It's nodded on again. Saar goes in, he goes down, and the penalty is given. Oh, it's been a disastrous couple of minutes for Manchester United. Watford have a penalty. Deeney against De Gea. He's done it again. Deeney scores his fourth penalty against Manchester United.
Watford 2, Manchester United 0. New Watford manager Nigel Pearson notched up his first victory and only the second win in the Premier League this season for his bottom place team against Manchester United at Vicarage Road. Watford were given a helping hand by United keeper David De Gea for their opening goal as the Spaniard allowed Ismail Sarr's mishit shot to bounce through his arms and strike him in the face before it entered the net. Sarr was again instrumental in Watford's second goal when he won a penalty in the second half with Aaron Wan-Bissaka bringing him down inside the area. Troy Deeney stepped up to convert from the spot. United manager Solskjaer even brought on Paul Pogba, who was making his return after a nearly 3-month absence. But still, the Red Devils couldn't find a way to break down a resilient Hornets defence. Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who only just completed a year of being in charge at the helm, admitted that his side didn't deserve to win after being too slow in possession, too slow without the ball, and not showing enough intensity. The win still keeps Watford at the bottom of the table, but the Hornets moved within 6 points of safety and level on points with Norwich in 19th. While United remain in 8th position with 25 points.
Sigurdsson goes for goal. Oh, Leno had it covered, I think. Torreira pushes it through. It's a good ball. Martinelli, the angle's getting acute. And whether it was his intention to fire a cross goal, it would have been the better option. Colombia versus Brazil in the penalty area. As that cross comes in and it's brilliantly saved on the line by Pickford from Aubameyang. Indeed, that is it. And it ends for Duncan Ferguson, Freddie Ljungberg in a goalless draw.
Everton 0, Arsenal 0. Everton and Arsenal played out a drab goalless draw at Goodison Park as respective new bosses of both clubs, Carlo Ancelotti and Mikel Arteta, watched from the stands. Ancelotti, who has won 3 Champions League titles in a trophy-laden career, was unveiled just 30 minutes before the game, while Arteta's arrival was announced by Arsenal on Friday. Freddie Ljungberg left Mesut Ozil out of the squad, with the official word being that the midfielder suffered a knock, But Ljungberg made it clear after the game that he wouldn't pick Ozil even if he was fit due to the Germans' reaction after being subbed last week. Nicolas Pepe and Alexander Lacazette were also on the bench as Ljungberg went with a side which featured three teenagers in the starting lineup. With an average age of 24 years and 50 days, this was the Gunners' youngest Premier League starting 11 since May 2011. Duncan Ferguson also grabbed headlines when for the second time he substituted a substitute, replacing a clearly unhappy Cenk Tosun, who had come on earlier for the injured Alex Iwobi. Tosun, who came on in the 10th minute, was replaced by Moise Keane, who ironically suffered the similar fate last weekend in the 80th minute. This was Arsenal's first 0-0 in 77 Premier League games since an away match at West Ham in December 2017, while the Toffees have kept consecutive league clean sheets against Arsenal for the first time since August 1978. The draw keeps Arsenal in the second half of the table in 11th spot with just 23 points, 9 behind Chelsea in the final Champions League spot, while leaving Everton in 15th position with 19 points, just 4 away from the drop zone.
The European champions in their familiar and famous all red this evening, Flamengo in their change colours, predominantly white. Henderson looking for Mane, it's Sadio Mane. He's got Rafinha for company. Mane, the lovely ball in field. Roberto Firmino for Liverpool. The Brazilian international breaks the hearts of the thousands of Brazilian fans here supporting Flamengo. The referee looks at his watch and Liverpool are the 2019 FIFA Club World Cup winners.
Liverpool 1, Flamengo 0. Champions League winners Liverpool extended their European domination to the world stage when they got the better of Brazilian side Flamengo, with the Brazilian Roberto Firmino scoring the only goal of the night in extra time. Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool have achieved what no other team in the club's illustrious history have managed, despite participating in the Club World Cup on three different occasions in the past, in 1981, 1984 and 2005. The win adds to an illustrious trophy cabinet, securing the only title the club was missing. The only setback for Liverpool was an ankle injury to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain that resulted in the midfielder leaving the stadium on crutches. Liverpool, however, would be buoyed by the news that their closest rival in the Premier League title race, Leicester, had lost and now returned to the Premier League to take on the Foxes in midweek, where they can further extend their dominant lead at the top of the table in their bid to end their 20-year-long wait for the EPL title. In other news, Wolverhampton Wanderers and Sheffield United maintained their impressive start to the season with wins against Norwich City and Brighton respectively. Wolves had to come from behind after Todd Cantwell gave Norwich the lead at home, with Roman Saiz and Raul Jimenez scoring in a 2-1 victory. Ollie McBurnie, meanwhile, scored the only goal in a 1-0 away victory for Sheffield at Brighton. The win continues newly promoted Sheffield United's impressive start to the season, keeping them up in 5th spot with 28 points, just 4 points off the Champions League places, and with Wolves 1 point behind them on 6th position. In the bottom rung of the table, Southampton clawed their way out of the relegation zone with a 3-1 away win against Aston Villa, which saw the newly promoted Villa swap places with Southampton, moving down into the 18th spot. Newcastle and Burnley both recorded 1-0 victories against Crystal Palace and Bournemouth respectively. The win takes Newcastle and Burnley to the top half of the table in 9th and 10th spot, ahead of Arsenal, who languish in 11th. That brings us to the end of this edition of On the Ball. If you have any queries or would like to comment on any topics covered in this podcast, feel free to email us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.